Welcome to Saturdays with Sir Roland, your weekly training guild on how to slay the dragons of vice with the weapons of virtue. Here's your guild master, the author of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, and faithful knight to the one true light, Sir Roland Paterlot.
Greetings, young squires, maidens, moms, and dads. Today is the sixth day in the ninth month in the year of our Lord 2025, and it's a great day to learn the art of dragon slaying. Today is not a specific feast day of a Catholic saint, but for me, it is a day that I often remember my dad, for today was his birthday. Before my dad died, I wrote him a letter, and I promised to spend the rest of my life trying to slay dragons, trying to become the saint God created me to be. It is that promise that I made to my dad that has helped me more than anything to slay the yellow dragon of sloth. And that dragon is our focus this week. Today's episode is titled, Well Done. These are words that we long to hear from our Father. Not just our earthly Father, but our heavenly Father. Last week, in our reflections on slaying the orange dragon of envy, I told you that life isn't about what we do or what we have, it's about who we become. And that is certainly true. But what we do matters, because it is what we do that helps us become saints. And Jesus is very clear in his lessons and parables that what we do is important. Going back to the first dragon-slaying maxim, we must try our best and let God's grace do the rest. Trying our best is vitally important, and trying our best takes passion and zeal. We have been using the parables in our current series to help us slay each dragon. So today, let's look at a parable from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, called the Parable of the Talents. In this parable, Jesus warns us that we must use the gifts and talents God gives us to the best of our ability in order to slay that lazy yellow dragon of sloth. For it will be as when a man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not winnow. So I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant! You knew that I reap where I have not sowed and gather where I have not winnowed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. Yikes. Once again, Jesus warns us about what happens to people who fall for the lies of the deadly dragons. And it's never good to be in a dark place with weeping and gnashing of teeth, as Jesus often describes it. This is the fate for what he calls a wicked and slothful servant. Now notice the wicked servant wasn't wicked mostly for what he did. He was called wicked for what he didn't do. He failed to act. He failed to multiply the gift or use the gift for a good purpose. Now, in the parable, a talent is actually a large sum of money, such as an inheritance. My dad left me and my brothers many gifts and our inheritance. He died at a relatively young age, and many of his possessions were left to us. So I have my dad's golf clubs, and I got my dad's lawnmower. He also gave us some money. But more than the physical things my dad left me, he left me a legacy. He left me the lessons he taught me on what it means to be a good father and a good husband. He left me a witness of what it means to be humble and to try my best. He gave me an amazing life and many opportunities because of his sacrifices. Now imagine if I just threw all those gifts in the basement and locked them in a room and never used them. That's kind of what the wicked and lazy servant did in the parable. He buried his talents. And why did he bury them? Because he was afraid. Remember, fear is the root of all dragons. We are afraid to live our faith sometimes. Maybe we don't see God as a father, but as a tyrant, master, dictator. And we're worried that we will mess up or do something wrong or not live up to his expectations or not have as much to offer as someone else. And so we freeze in fear. Maybe we're afraid that God's plan for our lives is too hard and painful and difficult. And if we use our gifts in the way God wants us to, then we'll be miserable or miss out on earthly pleasures. We are afraid we can't trust God's plan, and so we become spiritually slothful. My life is a gift from my heavenly Father and from my earthly Father, and so is yours. And Jesus warns us we must use that gift to slay dragons and help save souls. It's kind of like if your dad gave you a $20 bill and said, "Here, use this gift to make the world a better place and make a difference in someone else's life." There's a million things you could do to multiply that gift. You could feed the hungry, and that piece of paper would turn into a work of mercy. You could buy a gift for someone else, and that piece of paper would turn into an image of God's generous love. But if you stick the $20 bill in the bottom of your sock drawer out of fear of losing it or buying the wrong thing, then it's just a piece of paper. It has no value until you give it away. Life is a lot like a long-distance race. The goal isn't to finish with the most stuff or to beat everyone else. It's to finish with nothing left to give. When I was a kid, I used to run a lot of races, and my dad would always come and time me with his stopwatch. That made me nervous because I knew my dad was watching me and timing me, and because he always timed me, he knew my potential. That means if I didn't give my best effort, my dad would know. And I didn't want to let him down, not because I was afraid he wouldn't love me, but because I loved him and I wanted him to be proud of me. My dad was there because he loved to see me run. He loved to see me use my God-given talents. God our Father is the same way. He gave you so many amazing gifts and talents, and he wants you to use them for his glory. Don't let fear stop you. Fear that you won't do good enough, or that you don't have as much talent as other people, or that it'll be too hard, or that you'll miss out on something else. Those are all lies of the yellow dragon of sloth. So here's my challenge for you. Think of all the amazing gifts and talents God gave you, and then I want you to promise to use them for God's glory. I want you to run the race of life in such a way that when you cross the finish line, you will hear your Father in heaven say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. This is my beloved son or my beloved daughter with whom I am well pleased." That is the light that snuffs out the darkness of the yellow dragon. That's what gives us motivation and desire and a fire inside that never burns out. It is what holds us accountable, like my promise to my dad. That is the extraordinary mission we all have of slaying dragons and becoming saints. So I hope you enjoy our two new songs this week about the yellow dragon of sloth that we're releasing on dragonslayers.tv. And until next week, I'll leave you under the protection of St. Michael the Great Archangel, St. Joseph the Terror of Dragons, and Mary, Queen of the Angels, Our Lady of Grace, and the woman whose seed crushed the head of the dragon.
Hey everybody, Sir Topher here. Just as Roland mentioned, two new songs are now live on Dragonslayers.tv to help you battle the Yellow Dragon of Sloth, The Sword of the Spirit, and Don't Take It Slow. And if you haven't yet, be sure to download our brand new Dragonslayers.tv app, which is the best way for you and your family to listen to all the music. First sign up for free on the website, then head to your app store and download the app there. And now, here is your sneak peek of The Sword of the Spirit. Until next week, stay holy and slay dragons.
The yellow dragon is slothful, lethargic and weak. He lives uninspired and tired and bleak. He puts the dragon, the low in the slow. Don't fall for his trap or know where you'll go.